Brett Hallander alongside Pete Gilbert, who's in tonight doing the 11.
Yes,
I'm doing tomorrow night.
I got tonight. You got tomorrow night. By the way, the Maryland women's lacrosse team, number one in the country, facing Northwestern, number four in the country. Big Ten opener. Get your highlights.
That is nice. By the way, Dave Petromala on the show tomorrow. Also, Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for The Sun. Talking a lot of O's tomorrow. But right now in studio, Bobby Sablehouse and Sheldon Candace, a couple of Hollywood guys from Baltimore, working together on this great project. And again, it's about 2016. We have no idea about an actual air date for this 30 for 30.
That's 2016 is a good.
It's a year.
It's a good range.
Long range.
It's a good long range. Yeah.
And then Pete.
I'm curious when you 30 for 30, which has been just one of the most wonderful series and to be a part of in the scene, just everyone you come out, we're like, oh, did you see that one? I mean, it's just fantastic. What are the limitations? What are the challenges in putting together one? I imagine, there are time constraints on it. You can't do a 3-hour 30 for 30 of this. What's it like trying to do it on the umbrella of ESPN with this giant corporation? What do you have to deal with in trying to put this together?
Well, I've been really, really fortunate. I think it's interesting at the start of my young career now with a TV series at ABC, Monet Davis at Disney, and now, this 30 for 30 at ESPN.
Would you do something with your life? Come on.
No, but I'm really, really thankful that ESPN, they really let the filmmakers be a filmmaker and like tell the film with their voice. And when I tell you that there really are hands off, they really are. They say, okay, guys, we've heard the story. Now here's the budget. Go do it. And they really get involved once you cut that and you show them the film. So
Bill Simmons, of course, was the idea man behind the series. Yeah. And how much contact did you have with him? What's that process like? Is he again? And I think that he's been instrumental in what you're describing there. Let them go. They're filmmakers. That's why we brought them here. Let them do that. They're not doing highlights like we do.
not much with Bill yet, but I think we will. I think I've heard that he's definitely approved of this 30 for 30. I think he's because he's an NBA guy, because he's a Celtic guy. I think the Reggie Lewis thing probably resonates with him. I think once we have a completed film and we're out there trying to promote it, I think it makes sense. He's in LA. We're in LA. He's certainly the one of the top guys at 30 for 30. So
you guys come to them with a finished product. To that end, do they watch it? I mean, they'll need to approve it, but do they watch it and say, cut this, cut that, add this, add that?
Yeah, they definitely give their notes, and it's interesting too. I have to give a huge shout out to Kevin Conley, the actor on Entourage, mm-hmm. who also directed the 30 for 30
Big Shot, which is one of my favorites.
One of my favorites. And Kevin literally was like a mentor to me. And I said, Kevin,
really?
What am I to expect getting into this? He says, Sheldon, he says, I'm gonna be honest with you. He says they have really, really sharp notes. He's like, you hear a lot in our industry from people, and it kind of goes over your head. He says, but ESPN was really great going through the creative process of crafting the film.
And when we talk about Connolly, let's call him by his real name, which is E.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're all excited for that movie this summer.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait for that movie.
Yeah,
just for his girlfriend.
God. Yes. Wow. What's the actress's name again?
It doesn't matter.
Emmanuel
Sharikey. Yes. Emmanuel Sharikey.
Nice get, Bobby.
Exactly. Wow.
Guys, I got to really quickly give another shout out to Under Armour. Like, they've been really, really supportive of me as a filmmaker and then, God willing, in this film, because Dunbar is an Under Armour school. Mm-hmm. And so, shout out to Kevin Plank, Todd Mondesano, Jeremy Brody, Brian Boring, Brendan Miller, everybody. Like, they've been really, really great.
You know, it's interesting. They did the football stadium, Under Armour did, down right there, off Orleans Avenue there. But the basketball... The gym, it's the same.
Yeah.
It's the same as it's been when they played, basically. There's some paint, and now it says, the Bob Wade court on it. And that's about the only differences from, 30 years ago to now, which is, I guess, part of the mystique of it, too.
Yeah, it's definitely like getting transported in time. I remember walking in there today. We were scouting it because we're going to be shooting there this weekend. And I walked in, and I felt like, man, what would it be like to play in this gym when this place is wall-to-wall and it's probably hot, and the crowd is going nuts? And, the fans are probably right on top of the court. I mean, what an advantage for the home team, right? But again, you're right. I've seen pictures from the highlights from back in the early 80s. And I walked into that gym today, and I'm like, there isn't much difference other than many more banners on the wall.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
That's one of the things that Herman Harid talked about, how they made sure the temperature was cranked up. Because we practiced in that, he said. The other teams didn't. So then they were accustomed to it. It's what they wanted. And teams would come in there already knowing they were going to get a whooping, and then they were going to have to sweat it out, too. That was tough times, man. Tough times going to play those Dunbar teams.
So we'll put a bow on it this way. How long do you expect this part of the process to take? You guys start your honest production on Saturday with shooting. Wall-to-wall, Saturday to the final voiceover, if you choose to go that route with having a voiceover guy. By the way, I'm available, and I will give you a great rate. And both of us have our SAG cards on us, so we are available. But
I've been on the wire.
Yeah, actually, true. Pete has been on the wire.
Two seconds.
Yeah. 2 seconds.
What was your character? He's over you, by the way.
I know. He's got experience. And he's still collecting royalties from DVD sales.
That's very true. It's very true.
They walked in here one day, right, Pete? And they said, we need someone to do some fake play-by-play.
Essentially, yes. I'm a Nat sound break of a Maryland touchdown in a scene at Presbo's living
house.
Room.
Presbo, yes. Huh? I like it.
Pretty good stuff. Yeah. You're around town enough, you'll meet enough people who have been in the wire.
I
got to tell a really great wire story. Yeah. So the movie I made, Love, this film that premiered at Sundance, Michael K. Williams is in the film.
Okay.
And I love it. I cast him against type. Actually, Mike's a good guy in Love. But he gets to Baltimore.
Never happens.
Exactly, right? He gets to Baltimore, and he wants to go to his favorite place, Blue Moon Cafe.
Love it.
For his pancakes. And Joel, the producer, drives him. And true story, Michael walks into Blue Moon, and a guy is eating with his girlfriend in deadpan. He goes, "Omar coming."
Pete says it all the time around the hallways here.
Omar coming.
That's awesome. Though you say that's against Omar was a good guy in that show.
How does he handle that?
Come on, he loves it. I mean, you know, wouldn't you love that?
I guess.
Highlander coming?
Holly. We do Holly coming. We say
Holly coming. That's incredible. So Omar at Blue Moon Cafe, I love that. Actually, there's a lot of stuff getting shot here these days. You had The Wire, which had a huge run. You have Veep and
House of Cards.
House of Cards, of course, is shot here.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
we just go back to your question about, you know, start to finish. I think we start this weekend. We get, you know, a couple more shooting days, probably in Baltimore, get a few more interviews, you know, like with Herman, like with Tim Dawson, try to get Skip Wise, Gary Graham. And I think, maybe when do you anticipate kind of?
I hope I think be editing in the summer, and then really look to lock the film in the early fall, one thing that I'm a big part of my job as a director is getting Coach John Thompson to admit that he made a mistake not recruiting Muggsy, and getting him to admit that for the world to hear.
It's going to be tough.
Yes,
that
I know.
That will make my heart sing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this film's going to have stars. It's going to have a lot of Baltimore in it. It's an authentic Baltimore story told by two Baltimore guys who are now in Hollywood but have come home to do this. Bobby Sablehouse, Sheldon Candace, congratulations, guys, on getting greenlit for this. And you have a lot of other great projects in the works. Don't be shy. Come on, Sheldon, promote the Monet Davis story. Come on before this thing goes to air. We really love to have you always.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you
really
so much.
Appreciate it.
Good Open stories. Door policy. Right. Great stuff from these two. That was a fun and fast 1 hour and 45 minutes of radio. We'll come back with more next.